There's no life. There's definitely. No. He's just at the end of a point. He's kind of plodding around and head down and shoulders slumped. Serve out Wyatt. Oh, he's not moving. Not getting into position.
He changed it. He didn't go for a first serve. He went for a kicker. And I think Djokovic was waiting for a hard serve coming to him. So it's a good thing Djokovic held in this opening game of the fourth set, because that could be a break right here, because that was close. He's stretching again, Djokovic, in the corner where he's tiling off. I mean, he's maybe hoping that it's just going to pass.
Well, if you just joined us, he had a match point in the third set. Novak Djokovic would lose it on the tiebreak. Jakub Mencik would go to 4 hours 41, hit the winner, and then crumble onto the floor and need 5 medics to help him get back up. Elena Rybakina is out at the hands of Elena Staryptseva from Ukraine. Biggest win of her career. João Fonseca is a set down to Dino Kuzmic. Still got Sasha Zverev to come this evening. This is the bottom half of the men's draw. Jannik Sinner plays first up tomorrow at midday. Miss serve down the tee from the 39-year-old, recently turned 39. Second serve kicks up, backhand cross court on the angle, the sliding backhand down the line, the pickup squash up forehand from Royer. Wow, the back behind goes Djokovic, who once again stretches the neck, the left arm, the lower back.
Pretty magical what he's still able to do, feeling so diminished. And it's not easy, you know, mind you, for Royer to play, because he knows that Djokovic is like bent over, he's like an, you know, he. It's tough because you got to really go at it and play your game with ignoring your opponent.
Yeah, you can't get sucked into that, can you? You can't. No. You have to, but it's tough because it's very obvious what's happening at the other end. The backhand through the middle of the court from Royer, who squash shots the forehand, can't get the height of the ball. And then Djokovic is, honestly, the body language between points. He's walking as slow as possible. He just looks a bit sad, a little bit forlorn, a bit, I know what the issue is. He's kind of acting like a person saying, well, even if I get through this, the ultimate goal of what I want, not sure that's going to happen. Three hours and 3 minutes. Royer just keeping the legs moving, sort of bouncing around, hits the backhand down line, Djokovic doesn't work.
149 kilometers per hour, and you can tell he's not kicking the ball at all. He's just basically engaging the ball in that square on the second serve. And I love what Royer is doing, seeing it short, taking a step forward and sanctioning the return down the line.
Djokovic getting irritable with the ball boys and girls, saying quicker, quicker, quicker. And he already had 3 balls. Game points. Royer decides to step back for the second serve. Show Djokovic something a little different. Second serve kicks up, the backhand's in play. Djokovic for forehand into the corner, the forehand down the line onto the server side. Inside in Djokovic, clips top of the net, lands in. Forehand cross court, lovely angle from Royer.
Djokovic.
Wow! Djokovic on the stretch, slaps the forehand. He was nearly at the towel box, went around the net court, found the court. My word.
I mean, this is magic. And even Royer is like, Djokovic, congratulations, like telling him what a shot, beautiful. Are you joking? Those are the, you know, those are the shots that really make not only the GOAT that he is, but the personality also, sharing it with the, you know, with the crowd, as he knows he's not feeling the greatest, but he comes up with that. Seriously.
That was incredible.
Outstanding.
Now what we could do, we could change now, couldn't we?
Yes.
It's a change.
And rotate.
How about that?
Au revoir, bonsoir.
I know, Simon, you've got an extra 3 minutes, but you did want more work, and so you've got an extra 3 minutes.
There you have it.
Djokovic, you know, Djokovic, stop mumbling about European courts and human rights. Djokovic in a pickle is where we're leaving you with.
Not in a pickleball game, but in a pickle.
Yeah, but he's in a right old physical pickle slash battle. Rafa Nadal, bless him, is cramping.
Oh, no. Yes, you get a full of all this because this has been
cramping,
going crazy.
But he's just held serve. So he's cramping. Menchik has left the court now. Rybakina is out. It's all happening today. The happiest person at the moment is probably Jannik Sinner. It's all falling apart.
He's like, wow,
look at him. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Very well.
How are the boys doing? Good.
Been listening to the drama that you two portrayed at the end of that Menchik match.
Wow. Is that crazy?
And look at Hodar. He's limping. He's cramping. Yeah. He's had treatment on his left leg. So it's the left legs that seem to be cramping today. But he gives a little fist pump to his dad. We are going to leave you to it and look forward to listening to more drama unfold.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Have a very good evening, Sophie. And Gigi.
I left here 2 hours ago. I thought this was all over. This match. Didn't expect to be doing this one again.
Well, I must confess, I was starting to prepare for one or two other possibilities, but no, here we are. Valentin Royer serving at 1-2 in set number 4, trailing by 2-1.
This seat's hot.
Yeah, well.
It's a hot seat.
Gigi has been sitting on it for a couple of hours. Simon's complaining about how hot the seat is.
I didn't complain, I just said it's a hot seat.
Gans is out.
And no surprise that with Sophie in charge of this computer, it's switched itself off.
Of course it has.
Dear, oh dear. Still to see a cloud in the sky this week. May have to wait a few more days as well, as Royer at 15 love serves down the middle. Djokovic stretches, gets the ball back into play, and the backhand down the line from Royer is wide.
Gensler.
I mean, Novak will be delighted that the court is in shade now, I think. You know, it doesn't matter. He's supremely fit, but 39 years of age. It's burning hot earlier. He looked a lot less fresh than Royer did at the end of the third.
So I'm having a little conversation. Oh, Gigi's moved in next door. Oh,
hello, that's very unnerving.
She's watching us. Oh, every move. She's listening and watching.
She's now watching both us and...
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
And Alex Kurecha to her right. That's very odd.
She's always hanging around with Alex Kurecha. As Djokovic comes in, and he's going to get past.
Oh, he's getting pretty frustrated. Almost hit the net with his racket there. Thought about it.
I was watching on the monitor at the end of the set, and Djokovic was having a conversation, quite an angry conversation, with James Kyotovong. I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. He got really annoyed with the fact that Royer got a net cord return on the set point. But that's nothing to do with the umpire.
No. Well, he settles down some distance behind his baseline and watches as Royer, in a grey top, dark blue shorts, grey cap, white socks and grey shoes as well, prepares to deliver a second serve at 1-2, 30-15 early in the fourth set, trailing by 2-1. And Djokovic is defending in customary manner from behind his baseline and then watches quite relieved as Royer misfires.
I mean, regardless, even if, well, providing Novak gets through this, let's say in four sets, still been pretty testing, pretty taxing, not the kind of match he would have hoped for today. After a tough one in the first round.
Yeah. Of course, he played Jivanin Pechiparika, night session. It was on the first night. Returns now forehand cross court, and back goes Royer with a forehand of his own. Now he plays the off forehand. Up goes a high ball from Djokovic. Royer's underneath it. Doesn't put the smash away. Now comes in with a... Well, he was trying to come in with a forehand drop volley, and he doesn't get it right. He nets.
That's really funny, isn't it? It's not for Royer, of course, but his service action is very front on to Royer. And the same thing happened with the smash. And for a good smash, you need to be sideways on. He got it totally wrong, hit it straight down the middle of the court to Novak. And of course, Novak made him play the drop volley, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's funny because over the years, Novak has struggled with that smash. Andy Murray, too. It's, it's a tricky shot for the very best in the business, it seems. So, break opportunity now for Djokovic at 30-40. First serve is long. Fired back by Djokovic to the feet of Royer, who shows some very good ball skills, actually, to trap the tennis ball. Here comes his second serve. It's to the backhand, returns down the middle of the court. Big inside in, forehand winner from Royer.
Wow. He's not leaving anything untested, untried. He's going for it, isn't he? And he's got to, really, because he's not going to beat Novak just by pushing it around. It's how he worked his way back into that third set. It was a breakdown. It's been bold.
Well, fortune tends to favour the brave. To do is to dare, as they say at the great Tottenham Hotspur. Ace!
Have they been saying that much this season?
Well, no. Not for a few seasons, actually. Let you start as a Liverpool fan.
Well, we've had a pretty boring season. Unbelievable, actually, to qualify for the Champions League with 60 points. It's almost not right.
You'll take it, though, won't you?
We will take it.
Yeah. From a break point to a game point for Royer, into the net as the Empress. I can see her writing our daily reports next door.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
Simon, Eleanor, stop talking about food.
Well, Cambers, you've got a C-, I can see.
Oh, that good.
Double fault, Royer, back to juice. It's his fourth double fault of the contest. Half as many, actually, as Novak Djokovic.
Not a good time to do it. You're fighting early in the fourth set.
Yeah, pivotal moments here. The hush descends on Chatrier. Royer is ready to serve to the backhand, but he's not finding his mark with his first serve in this game in particular. The second serve, Djokovic is looking to attack. He drives it back down the middle of the court. There's an error with the plus one from Royer. And here's another break point for the 24-time Grand Slam champion.
That's the thing. You miss first serve. You put so much pressure on yourself against someone like Novak, who's just not going to miss a return like that. A second serve return made him go for something too big, and he couldn't do it.
Actually, I can see that the Empress is preparing her notes for this evening. She's looking at Sasha Zverev's recent matches.
It's good to see that someone does some preparation.
I know, I keep saying I'll try. Break point for Djokovic to lead 3-1. Second serve from Royer. Backhand return. Djokovic is going to be on the double hander again, getting good depth to the backhand wing of Royer. The off forehand from Djokovic, who's now going to go onto his backhand again, cross court to the double hander of Royer. Now Djokovic will go cross court on his forehand, and it's too good.
Djokovic.
And he's got the break.
The depth, wasn't it? He pushed him back early on in the rally, and from that moment on, Royer never had the chance to attack. Djokovic just waited and waited and waited until the court opened up.
Watches
put the forehand away.
Well, an inopportune double fault, amongst other things, in that game for Valentin Royer. He is broken. He's having to look up the mountain again. He was facing a very steep climb after two sets. Managed to haul himself a third of the way up it in set number three, but now he's slipping.
Merci.
His grip is just loosening, and Djokovic will serve at 3-1.
Been a long match, hasn't it?
Brené
three hours in the quarter. Considering two of the sets were not that long
please
in the score.
Please stay there. Don't take your seats. Please stay there. Thank you.
Message from Vishal saying everyone's struggling together and Rybakina is out. That was a shock, wasn't it?
My tip.
Almost got back into it against Dara Dubtseva, but then lost the tiebreak. She made a lot of mistakes today. Uncharacteristic mistakes.
Yeah. I'm going to try and avoid Lady Eleanor having given her a very hard time because her two dark horses had both gone out. I've now lost one of my actual tips.
I think she struggled. I think the tall players really struggle in the heat.
Oh, struggle there for Novak Djokovic. You've got a really awkward bounce
from
the Royer return and completely mishit his plus one shot. So love 15. There are other matches that will keep you up to date with, including, of course, Rafael Hodar attempting to become the first Spaniard to reach the third round of a slam on debut since Rafael Nadal more than 20 years ago. So many similarities between Hodar and Nadal, of course, but I keep stressing that he was not named after Rafa. The return's long there from Royer. 15-all. I immediately assume when I watched him for the first time, he's from Madrid, he must be named after Hodar, but no, his father, his grandfather, and I think his great-grandfather were also called Rafael.
That's what he says, anyway.
Yes.
Take his word for it.
Well, do you know what? If he was named after Rafa and Rafa was his hero, I don't want to hear him say that, because we've heard it too many times from players going up against Nadal and Federer. It's such a disadvantage straight away.
That's true. Yeah, it's much better. Sensible thing to say. I'm sure it's true.
15-all, and Djokovic serves to the backhand of his French opponent. He's got such a good record against French opposition, Novak Djokovic. Well, to be fair, he's got a great record against everybody, but he particularly enjoys feasting on the French. And look at that, for an inside-in forehand winner.
He got the full celebration from Novak, too. Sort of triple fist bump. Didn't have much room. He's cramped in the backhand corner, but managed to find the inside-in. Pretty impressive.
We've got to cherish this. Novak can't keep playing forever.
Merci.
That's true. It's like whenever one of these players is in trouble at this moment, you think, oh, maybe I should get out there and watch it. You know, it could be the last time we get a chance to see him here.
I've got a feeling it will be, Simon.
Mm. Well, it's asking. It's a year is a long time in tennis when you're already 39.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any easier, is it?
I mean, we all know how desperately he wants number 25, but you can't keep banging your head against a wall forever. Who knows? Maybe next week, at the end of next week, maybe at the end of Wimbledon, he will get there. In the absence of Carlos Alcaraz, he's got a better opportunity. Big forehand clips the top of the tape from Royen, stays in. So the point continues with some ferocious hitting from behind the respective baselines. But then a backhand slams into the net from Royer.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that Wimbledon would be his best chance, especially with no Alcaraz. But I think he just thinks, look, okay, Sinner's the big favourite here. There's no Alcaraz here either. I am just going to hang around in case something happens. Look at all the people cramping. Look at all the injury retirements. Sinner has had massive problems with cramp. It could easily happen again, and it could be the undoing of him.
Yeah. 40-15, so Novak a point away from a 4-1 lead, but not there. Doesn't quite get that forehand right and shows a little bit of irritation.
Yeah, he just thinks, I'll be there. But you're right, he can't keep on doing that forever and ever.
I mentioned that he likes to feast on Frenchmen, and I love this set of stats that I'll give you in a moment with regards to his record at the Grand Slams against host players. Let's see if he can close out this service game first, though. He's ready now. He's going to serve down the middle. A stretch forehand return is wide by a distance from Valentin Royer. And so after 3 hours and 90 minutes, Novak does extend his advantage in set number four. He leads that by 4-1. He leads by 2-1. So against Frenchman Simon at Roland Garros, he is 13-0. Against Americans at the US Open, he is 16-0. And against Australians in Australia, he's 4-0. The pattern is ruined for him at Wimbledon.
By Andy Murray.
Yeah, Andy Murray dared to beat him. It's 6-1 at Wimbledon. But it's just a further example, I think, of how much he loves the extra challenge that comes with playing a homegrown talent.
Yeah, if you sort of delve deeper into that, obviously he's not lost that many matches in Grand Slam, so it sort of stands to reason he'd have a good record. But, I mean, Andy Murray had a similar thing against French players. For years, he didn't lose one. It's just, and once you start hearing about it, it's self-perpetuating, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not going to lose to him. I'm not going to let you be the first French guy to beat me. No chance.
Well, Novak's in second place in terms of most wins at Roland Garros, obviously. Inevitably, Rafael Nadal is top of that list after all his extraordinary heroics on the clay in Paris. He won 112 times, lost only 4. Novak's record at the moment, 102 wins, 17 defeats, way ahead of the man in third place, Roger Federer, with 73 wins and 17 defeats.
Interesting. A message for you, Marcus, from Debbie in Harmony, New Jersey, but working in Bridgeport, Connecticut today. She says, hello, Radio Roland Garros team. I've been a long-time listener and look forward to listening to your commentary each and every day of the tournament. Marcus, do you have any insight on what our friend Ernest Gulbis is up to these days?
That's such a good question. And funnily enough, I was thinking about that today. And one of our colleagues, Reem, who I saw for the first time in a while today, is also, or was certainly, also a big fan of Ernest Gulbis. And I meant to ask her and forgot. But I will do some research and get an update on that. I miss him.
I imagine he's probably lounging somewhere with a cigar and a massive brandy next to his dad's helicopter.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Planning on... They haven't named the next James Bond yet, have they? Could be him.
It could be. But he was, for a period of time, I felt, the most exciting man on the tour, both in terms of the way he was playing, who he was beating, but also some of the things he was saying.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Djokovic with a return into the net. I do remember from a studio in London once interviewing him. This was at the peak of his powers, probably the year he got to the semi-finals here, became a top 10 player, beat certainly Federer on clay.
Did
he beat Nadal on clay? Maybe not, but he had a good match against him. And he started giving me quite a hard time with some of my questions. Are they rhetorical, Marcus? He would say, oh, I don't know, Ernest, not really, but it was fun. 30 love, Royer. Serves to the backhand. Oh, deep return from Djokovic. Beletic off one leg. Point continues, though. Another wound-up forehand from Djokovic. Slice on the backhand from Royer. Then Djokovic changes the angle. Royer gets across. Now he's going to have to try and deal with the short ball. He'll get there easily. Djokovic has turned his back on that point.
That was a bit odd. I figure, I mean, I was talking earlier in this match about Boris Becker and the way he used to play his matches at his peak. He knew he was going to win his serve, and he only really made an effort to break if he won one of the first 2 points. You know, I think Novak 30 love down thought, I'm not running for that. I've got two breaks here, or one break, 4-1. I can just finish off.
First serve into net from Royer. Jody's got in touch. And, he's basically dismissing Valentin Royer, which is harsh. I feel Jody, as Djokovic's return goes into the net. It's a hold to love, but it was a game that Novak effectively took off by 4-1.
There's a better message from Christopher. Well, not better, but a different one, saying Spurs motto should be Saculi nostri vacui sunt. Our handbags are emptied. Yours, Chris.
Yes.
There you go.
Thanks very much, Chris.
They survived, Chris. They're still there.
Yes. And now the owners, the CEO, the chairman, they're all saying, this will never happen again. We've learned. We're going to rebuild. We're going to spend some money. I believe that when it happened.
Thing is, Premier League's so competitive. They've got to do an awful lot to improve from where they were.
They have. 4-2. Some ahs and oohs. Sound like Spurs fans after every home game this season. Cross court from Djokovic. It's a winner.
Nicely done. Howard says, first clouds in a week here in Rennes. Hope they cool us down a bit and continue on to you. He says, Djokovic has for his entire career stirred strong emotions. Good, bad, but rarely indifferent. Great commentary, young ladies and handsome gentlemen. Thank you very much. Just would not look the other way around.
I will, I asked Lady Eleanor last night for an updated weather forecast. She got it wrong.
Yeah, she's not the greatest when it comes to the weather.
No, not greatest when it comes to the weather, when it comes to dark horses. I think the list is endless. Royer, he thumps away a brilliant forehand.
Novak's going to have to do a bit more than that if he wants to win the points. He was just rolling the ball around, hoping that he'd miss, and he didn't.
According to my app, Simon, there will be some clouds tomorrow, but actually it's going to be a degree or two hotter than today.
So more humid. Oh, maybe the heat rule will come in for the first time. Hasn't been used yet.
32 degrees tomorrow, 31 Friday, 30 Saturday, and then down to 23
That'll be nice.
On Sunday.
That'll be nice, and then we can start moaning about the cold.
Exactly. Well, Royer's a little befuddled after that last point. Didn't know which way Djokovic was going to go. Went back behind him in the end.
Are we getting some thunder?
Not according to my app, but I don't entirely trust my app. We could be getting some rain on Monday, 24 degrees. Yeah. Rain on Tuesday, down to 22 degrees. Oh. Rain on Wednesday, 23 degrees. Rain on Thursday, 20 degrees. What?
What is going on?
Rain on Friday, 21 degrees.
Yeah, second week, definitely a bit of rain around. Long way to go, though.
Well, it won't be an issue for the schedulers because they've got everything nicely up to speed. And we've got some moves as well, of course, as a rather wild forehand from Royer flies past Novak Djokovic's baseline.
Yeah, when you get rain in the first week, it can cause issues. But if it's only in the second, it's not going to be a problem. Jodie's just clarifying her message. She says, not dismissing Royer. The question is more about Novak's stat against home players, i.e. how many of these were actually top 10? There's a difference between beating a top 5 Frenchman at RG versus Royer, though, just being honest. Yeah, the same could go for the US players as well at that time, and the Australians, definitely.
Fair point. Thank you, Jodie. He was a regular contributor. We love to hear from you. You can get in touch.
I've never lost to a Frenchman at Roland Garros either.
No, funnily enough, I haven't.
No, it's not that difficult.
I mean, we are just officially unbeatable. Djokovic at 40-15. And going across court with his plus one. And it's pushed long by Royer. It's another hole for Novak. It takes him to within one game of a place in the third round once again.
Yeah, good solid hold. I think he's just confident. He's striding around the... slowly striding around the net. I think he's pretty confident that he can see this out. It's only one break, but he's looking good now.
His consistency here is quite remarkable. Well, it's quite remarkable everywhere, but he's made it to the quarterfinals or better every year since 2010. And overall, in 19 of the 21 years that he's been competing, the exceptions, a second-round exit in 2005 when he was barely out of nappies.
Yep.
And he made the third round, only the third round, in 2009.
Yeah, that was the year. Was that the year he... I think that was the year he lost from two sets up here against...
The Austrian.
Yeah, left-hander. Jürgen Meltzer.
Jürgen Meltzer. Good knowledge.
And that was one of those matches that sort of sparked Novak into a good period. Message from John saying, I think I informed you guys last year that I have four brothers, two of whom follow Liverpool and two of whom follow Spurs. They've all gone a bit quiet on our WhatsApp group of late.
I bet they have.
Probably not with each other.
Gosh, the family must have clashed big time ahead of the 2019 Champions League final.
Good question for you, Marcus. Really enjoying your commentary this evening, says Matthew. What's the longest or most exciting match you've ever commentated on?
That is a good question. And the danger when you answer a question like that is to go for something quite recent. And obviously, my mind goes straight back to last year's final.
Was good.
But I'd have to think a little harder before coming out with a definitive answer. Here's Royer serving to stay in the match at 2-5.
Also asks, are either of you working commentating tomorrow's night session? Not me.
Nor me. Miss from Djokovic, but I can tell you who it is in just a moment. Do you know, the match I've most enjoyed being at was when I was actually in the studio not commentating, and it's got to be the 2012 US Open final when Andy Murray finally won.
Yeah, that was good.
For me, it was actually, I know it's not Wimbledon, but it was even more dramatic than his Wimbledon success a year later because it was the first one, and we'd started to wonder if he would ever win one.
Yep.
And the way he went two sets up against Djokovic, and then Novak pegged himself back, and Andy went off the court famously, looked in the mirror and said, I am going to win this. And he did. 2-5-15, love. A turn cross court from Djokovic, and Royer goes long.
Yeah, I was on court for that final. Standing next to, or sitting next to, a couple of an American couple, both of whom were really happy for Murray. And I think so many people, neutrals, were in the crowd because he'd come so close so many times. And finally, having won the Olympics just before he finally got over the line, that was a good one.
Yeah. It's always such a roller coaster with Andy Murray. Oh, the highs and the lows. But I think all of us who were able to cover his career were so lucky to do so. Backhand now from Djokovic is into the net. He was way behind his baseline.
Yeah, and so happy for him when he did win. I mean, you know, you follow someone's career like that quite closely, working alongside him in many ways, and then, you know, to witness the lows. I mean, seeing him in Australia at the airport a few times, having lost in the final, he's just looked totally distraught. But the way that these players bounce back from that kind of thing, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the near misses at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Two 5-30-15. Royer from the far end is back to the presidential tribune, hitting a forehand down the middle of the court, now going more cross-court to the Djokovic forehand. That's a better cross-court from Djokovic, and it wins the point.
Djokovic hits the ball much harder than you think he's going to. The ball flies off his racket. I mentioned earlier in those first couple of sets, he puts a lot of lead tape on his racket. His racket's really heavy. So he just gets that extra power on it. It must have an arm like an ox.
To answer Matthew's question, the commentary team tomorrow night will consist of Lady Eleanor and the Empress. Ace out wide to the Djokovic forehand. And that takes Royer into double figures in the ace count for the contest. And we already know what we know for some time. They're really good at getting the order of play out for the next day,
yeah,
here,
very,
aren't they?
Very good. I suppose the weather helps.
It's Arthur, as I call him, because I constantly butcher his last name.
Artur Rinnegnish.
Against Matteo Berrettini. That'll be fun. And a challenge for Lady E, I suspect, with some of the pronunciations. Forehand's now gone long from Djokovic again, so Roy has got another game on the board.
Fiona says, Marcus, I'm a Scot living in New Jersey, always a huge Murray fan. I saw him win the US Open also. On the drive up, Simple Minds came on the radio and I knew he'd win. Oh, good.
The thing I most remember, actually, the moments after he'd won that US Open, he couldn't find his watch.
Yeah, that's
right. For contractual reasons, he had to put it on, and you're thinking, hang on, this is 76 years since Fred won at Wimbledon. You've finally done it, Andy, and yet you're panicking because you don't know where in the bag your watch is.
Well, it's like at Wimbledon when he turned to the press. He didn't know where he was on the court, did he, instead of turning to his team.
Kansas.
Ace from Djokovic, down the middle. Number 8 for him.
Yeah, the players are so conditioned. The top ones, you have those watch contracts. Got to get it on. But it was weird. He really was panicking.
I just think the whole thing got to him. It got to all of us. It was spine tingling. What a great sporting year that was. We had the London Olympics.
Yeah.
And all sorts of things going on. Can't believe it's 14 years ago.
I know.
On the stretch, a forehand return, and Djokovic, I thought, might gobble it up, but it bounced up just a little bit awkwardly for him, so the point continues with some forehands until Djokovic tries to go down the line with his, and, you know, really quite untidily in the circumstances, misses by a distance.
Yeah, can you hear his reaction to that shot? He's like, oh, what the hell, what was that? Just needs to rein it in a little bit, make sure of his first serves, get himself some short balls, finish it off. Does not want it to go on any further.
Thank you.
The Empress has finished off her prep for tonight. I saw her write the two names of the players, and now she's gone to have dinner. Oh, it's another ace down the middle from Novak.
Smart serving, because he loves to go out wide on big points, Novak, on the deuce court. It's such a good serve for him. This time goes straight up the tee.
Couple of pigeons are fluttering around in front of us. There have been very few of them this year, as Antoine was saying.
It's
the hawks.
Too hot, isn't it?
Well, either it's too hot or the hawks are doing a very good job. But where do pigeons go when it's hot? That's another terrific serve down the middle. Roy just about got a touch to the ball. He could do nothing about it. So this has been a terrific service game, and it's brought up match points.
Merci. Merci.
Novak poised to win his 103rd match here and his 404th altogether at Grand Slam level. 404. Nets with his first serve. Was that you saying shh?
No, it wasn't, but it sounded like it.
I thought you were telling me to shush. I can't. I've got to commentate, Simon. Second serve, 132 Ks. It wasn't pounced upon, though, by Royer. Backhand from Djokovic to the inside in forehand from Valentin Royer. Now he goes across court on his backhand. So does Djokovic, and he nets, and he just can't quite put this pesky Frenchman away.
Yeah, patient from Royer paid off, but Novak just needs one of those first serves.
Gerard de France.
As you said, he just spun that second serve in, nothing on it. Basically 50-50 neutral position from then on.
By the way, with regard to that stat, Novak on 403 Grand Slam match wins, that's the best of the bunch by distance. Merci. Roger Federer in second place there with 369, Rafael Nadal 314, and Jimmy Connors had such a great career, but 233 wins at Grand Slam level, and those stats in particular just demonstrate how extraordinary Djokovic has been. And he has every intention of adding quite considerably to that number before he does hang up his rackets. Off forehand now, still at match point here. Oh, he's gone long again, though. Just seemed to be caught in two minds as he played that backhand.
Yeah, I thought he was going to rifle it cross-court like he had on the two previous shots. It was a great return from Royer for a good serve. Kept him in it. He's really got under Novak's skin today. He's battled really hard. It's doing very well.
Interesting email about Andy Murray, which we'll come to in a while, from Umbapeo. I hope I've got your name right. But a couple of match points have come and gone. It's back to deuce. Novak's happily bouncing the ball again and again. Now he's ready, winds himself up and misses with the first serve. I really like Novak's outfit. It's one of those that blends into the clay. Just feel he must actually be a little cooler in those soothing tones. Pale orange shorts, pale sort of yellowish top, clay-like top. Double fault.
Yeah, he's grinning away, sort of sardonic grin from Novak. But I mean, if he gives this breakaway here, I mean, had two match points. Wow. Staying calm, he's not letting it go yet. But
I think he's bubbling underneath.
But it's still on, s'il vous plaît.
Expect a good first serve here.
Where's he going with it, Simon?
Down the tee, probably.
Yeah, that's been his go-to recently. It's certainly worked.
Radio Roland Garros. Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 11 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Listen again, replay.
Might change it up.
Does Simon Cambers know what he's talking about? Let's find out here. Goes out wide.
Said he might change it up.
Off forehand now from Royer. Djokovic is in trouble here. Royer is bossing this particular rally. Novak hanging on for dear life. A real injection of power from Royer on the forehand. And again, but he's just... Has he got it?
No.
No, he's just missed it. Just missed it. He wound himself up for two electrifying forehands. The first was excellent. Novak got it back. Went for another. Just missed.
Yeah, wasn't the right shot. Might have gone inside out instead. Hey, had more room for that shot, but he's made so many of those inside-in forehands, Royer, today, that I think he just backed himself in the moment.
As a courtesy to
which
the
you
players,
have to do.
Please do not call out.
Umbapeo says, I've noticed Andy Murray is often counted as being amongst the big four in the United Kingdom. Is that based on his slams and the finals he made over the years? Because slam-wise, he's way behind the big three.
Bit of a mixture, I think, of also the number of titles he won elsewhere. He won 46 titles in all.
Oh.
That sort of put him ahead of Stan Wawrinka, and was often considered in part of the big four by the other three, so that's probably it.
I think that's right. Lots of runners-up spots.
Two Olympic golds.
A lot of Masters titles, Davis Cup triumph, a world number one. Cross court now from both men on their backhand wings. Who's going to blink first? Novak maintains the pattern, so too does Royer. Now he's got a shorter ball. He plays the off forehand. Djokovic is there and goes down the line. Hits a beauty and almost threatens to celebrate King Kong style. Decides not to do that, but you can still tell he's rather pleased.
Yeah, well, it was Royer who was picking on his backhand. He's really getting the crowd going now.
Oh,
Dutch in the crowd, Novak. But Royer was trying to attack the Novak backhand, and I think Novak had had enough of that. He wanted to show him who was boss. Fabulous backhand up the line, and you're right, the intensity in his roar. I thought the shirt was coming off.
Well, maybe it will after this point.
Already.
If it does prove to be the final point of a contest that's been going on for 3 hours and 40 minutes in the broiling heat. Mesmeric just watching Novak bounce those balls. Now he serves to the backhand, and the return's a good one. Djokovic was forced backwards. He's gone across court with his forehand. It's dug out somehow by Valentin Royer. I don't know how he did that.
What a shot. That was a great pass from Novak on the forehand, but he was coming in, and he just laid his racket open, played the deftest of drop shots. That takes some nerve. Yeah, and he knew it's one of those ones where it came off the racket. It's like, that's going in. That's good. This is good. I'm going to milk this.
You described that as though you've actually experienced it yourself, Simon.
Yeah, from the other side of the court.
Well, that was a moment of magic. Crowd loved it. Valentin was playing up to the crowd. He's really got them going.
S'il vous plaît.
Back to Deuce. Djokovic serving for the match at 5-3, but three, I think it is. Is it three match points three match so points. Far have come and gone for him?
Respect pour le joueur. Merci.
Was that a mix of
Franglais
from James? With a James Bond style delivery, or James Bond villain style delivery, or an hello hello delivery for those who remember that great situation comedy.
What's Djokovic's response?
Oh, as cool as you like. It's another ace down the middle. Flustered by what had just gone before, and he's got another match point.
This time, I reckon he'll go down the tee. He's gone out wide twice in a row. It's a sort of game of bluff, double bluff, triple bluff now. Might even serve and volley. Imagine that.
See, we'll
get a big kick serve coming.
He's got the options. He can do it all. Will he end it all as far as Royer is concerned here? He does go down the middle and he just misses, which the crowd finds quite funny. Gjothervong's not happy with this. He's shushing everybody.
Novak's not happy.
Five, three. Match point. Second serve.
Let's second service.
James Gjothervong's voice has definitely changed.
Maybe this is his Roland Garros voice.
It's quite menacing. Djokovic serves now to the backhand. That was deep right back at Djokovic's feet. Good inside in from Royer. Now a forehand, which Djokovic is waiting for. Clubs back down the middle of the court. Cross court on the forehand from both men. Shortish ball again for Royer to go down the line. Djokovic is there for that one. Now he's going to have to play a forehand. Royer is there. He's injecting more power into that forehand, which he likes to do, but he's been pegged back onto his backhand side. And then he has to stretch on the forehand wing. The pressure was relentless from Novak Djokovic. And having knocked on the door several times, the great man has made it through to the third round yet again here at Roland Garros.
Well, I think hats off to Valentin Rocher, Royer, because he showed that he's got some game and got some future in this sport. But Novak found a way through, recovered from that third set. He looked pretty physically, well, not spent, but like it was definitely tricky. And now he's doing his violin. He's bringing back the violin celebration.
Well, he is a maestro.
He was conducting the crowd. He is through. And I think he'll be pretty happy. The one thing about it, yes, he's been pushed. He's been playing maybe longer than he wants to, but also he hasn't played much coming in, so he needs the miles under his in his legs. He needs to feel what it's like to compete in these tough matches, and he's getting them, and he's getting through them.
Well, I like the celebrations, and he did pull the right strings at the right time most of the time, but there were some terrific moments for Valentin Royer to remember as well. But another Frenchman bites the clay. Novak's just sitting at the moment, looking quite tired. We'll get an on-court interview in a moment. He goes through to play the Joao Fonseca, the number 28 seed from Brazil, or Dino Kuzmic. And we'll get an update on what else is happening in just a moment as Royer gets a huge cheer. And he's giving a heart sign back to the crowd. Novak is up off his feet, packing his things away, throwing a few towels into the crowd. The microphone's being brought out into the middle of the court. Haven't yet identified who's going to ask him the questions.
Matthew's asking us some questions, bro. I slightly wonder how detailed you want to know this. How far in advance do you receive your commentary schedule?
Well, that depends on the Empress's mood.
Yes.
But normally,
it's
a late afternoon the day before.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Then she might occasionally just change it for fun.
Yeah.
Suddenly get a call in the middle of the night. You're on earlies after all. But no, she's very good at that. I still cannot see.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, it's Julien Beneteau.
It is Julien Beneteau. You're right. I was expecting to see Mats Wilander. I don't know why. Who I actually followed back to his hotel last night.
Did he notice?
No, but not one person recognised him.
Really?
I mean, he's a very low-key individual. He had his head slightly ducked down, but I thought I'll follow him and see how many times he's clocked one of the great players.
Three-time champion here.
Yeah, and on the wrong end of the result when Yannick Noah, when a Frenchman last won here. So he's very, very high profile, and I promise you, not one person recognised him.
Interesting. He's very. I think he's well known in London, in England. He gets stopped a lot there.
He's a fascinating guy, Matt.
Yeah.
I think he's become a brilliant broadcaster as well. Very thoughtful.
Has.
Very. And often on, I'd say he's. You know, he's not given the credit that he deserves for what he achieved.
He's a very good tactician, clearly.
Au micro de Julien Beneteau.
Novak's ready. He's got his two bags. He's going to plonk them down and turn to face Julien.
Novak, bravo. Quelle bataille. 3h45. J'imagine que tu es heureux et soulagé d'avoir terminé.
Oui.
Oui. Julien saying, I guess you're happy and relieved to have finished that one. And Novak smiles and says, yes.
Évidemment, c'est la sensation sur le court, c'est différent quand tu gagnes le match. Donc, c'est une victoire très important en conditions qui sont pas faciles pour tous les deux joueurs. C'était beaucoup chaud sur le court et je pense que Valentin mérite un grand applause pour son performance aujourd'hui. Vraiment.
Talk about the very tough conditions, how important of course it is to win, and nice work for his opponent as well.
Oui, c'était un match très, très difficile. Grand challenge pour moi dès le début de la partie. Crédit pour lui pour retrouver son meilleur jeu dans le 13e set. Mais franchement, c'était mon faute parce que j'étais deux fois break-up pour servir pour le match, presque pour le match. Donc, beaucoup d'avantages. Enfin, c'est normal un jour comme ça pour avoir un peu de complications sur les cours avec une ambiance. On espère, j'espère, que je ne jouerai pas contre Français jusqu'à la continuation des tournois, à la fin des tournois. Merci beaucoup, mais...
Well, he's saying he doesn't want to play against any more French men, despite his perfect record against them.
Voilà. He just wants the crowd on his side.
Oh mon Dieu.
Comment tu
j'ai joué deux matchs et je sens comment j'ai fini deux semaines de tournoi, franchement.
Comment tu fais justement à la fin du troisième set, comme tu l'as dit, tu n'étais pas loin de gagner le match, tu as eu balle de match.
de passer au-delà de la frustration. Sur quoi tu te concentres? Parce que dès le début du quatrième, ton intensité, ton nouveau jeu est incroyable. Comment tu arrives à switcher et à gérer ça, l'expérience? Mais quel est vraiment ton secret, entre guillemets?
Experience.
Ask about how he focuses and deals with all the challenges of a slam.
Non beaucoup, je pense. C'est plus voilà, être un moment présent, donner tous la dédication et concentration sur chaque point. Évidemment, c'est plus facile de dire ces choses de fait sur les cours. Comme je dis, l'ambiance, voilà, soutien pour Valentin, c'était pas facile pour moi, évidemment, mais à la fin, je pense au jeu décisif, quand je vois un balle de match, j'étais trop passif, trop conservatif. Je pense que Valentin a mérité pour gagner cette troisième set. Après, un break, c'était suffisamment. Alphan était vraiment dans les derniers jours très très chaud dans l'ambiance, mais oui, je suis content pour passer.
Yeah, he was a little passive in the third set. Valentin stepped up to the mark. He was hot for a time.
Au troisième tour, tu ne joueras pas un français, donc j'espère que tu auras vraiment le soutien de tout le public que tu mérites. Merci et bravo.
Merci
pour ta
question.
Mesdames et messieurs,
gotta give it to Novak with his French, haven't you? And he's just 3 hours 45 minutes exhausted. And yet switches straight into decent
Amazing.
French.
I mean, how many languages does he speak?
6 or 7.
Yeah. So he goes through to round number 3. Now, who's he going to play? Well, let's get an update, because on court 14, well, João Fonseca of Brazil, the number 28 seed, is in trouble, Simon.
Yep. To the teenager, Dino Prismic, who's another one. He's like another new guy on the block. But Fonseca up a break in the third, down 2 sets to love.
Rafael Jodar, the number 27 seed from Spain, has won.
Yep.
Just a few moments ago, in 3 hours and 22 minutes, against James Duckworth of Australia, 6-1, 6-7, 6-4, 7-5. So he does become the first Spanish player to reach the third round at a slam on debut since Rafael Nadal at Wimbledon in 2005, I think it was.
There are so many comparisons, aren't there? Because he was 19, Rafa was 19 when he was in 2005 when he won here. You know, obviously all the things that Jodar has done this last few weeks have drawn the comparisons with Nadal. There's been some emails. Your question, as Jackson points out, where does a pigeon go when it's hot?
Oh, yes.
I had to stop myself from saying something vaguely filthy. He said it sounds like the setup to a bad joke. And Grace says, when it's hot out, the pigeons go cuddle outside of Marcus's hotel room.
Yeah, and I can film them. Oh,
we can hear them.
There they are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stefan, who very cleverly has taken us, with the help of some pigeons, to the Fonseca-Prismic match. Fonseca's doing everything he can to bounce back. As Simon mentioned, he is a breakup in the third set. Almost inevitably, this one will now go 5.
Yeah.
Should also mention on court Suzanne Longlen, Jasmine Paolini, a former finalist here, and a finalist at Wimbledon, of course, in the same year, back in 2024. Well, she took the first set against Solana Sierra, who beat Emma Raducanu a couple of days ago by 6-3. But Sierra, she's a very decent performer on clay in particular. She's won the second set 6-4, so they're just starting a decider. As Fonseca increases his lead in set number 3, and of course, wherever he plays, Simon, he gets fantastic support from the brilliant Brazilian contingent.
And you can hear them going in the background. It's around court 14. It's a great court, sort of effectively the fourth biggest court here at Roland Garros. And as I always find amazing, the Brazilians have found a way to get in there and watch it. They must be paying off other people. Yeah, come on, I'll have your ticket. But yeah, it's great. He's so popular, Fonseca. Brazil, tennis is a massive sport in Brazil. And he's a huge favourite. A lot of people think he's going to be a superstar. And this is the kind of match that if he can somehow get back and get through, can really sort of spur him on. Djokovic will definitely want this to go 5 sets, because he plays the winner.
That's a good point. Yeah, and in terms of their organisational skills, they're a bit like the Federer fans.
Yeah.
Who were always there in their numbers. And were particularly clever when it came to the end of year championships at the O2, because you could never be sure whether your man would be playing in the afternoon or the evening session. It didn't matter. Federer fans flooded the whole place.
I think all the Swiss banks that are in London just bought all the tickets and then just gave them out whenever Federer was there. And the beauty of Federer after a while was that you knew he was going to be there until the semis or finals, or you know, all the way through.
He was Mr. Reliable. Now, why have I just gone through every single note on the ATP page and found out every detail about every single match except the one we're now going to focus on?
Well, I have a printout, if you would.
You see, you must have much more... I found it now. You must have much more power than me, because, of course, quite rightly these days, they'd rather you read all the stats off your computer, but I do say to them occasionally, it's a lot easier when you're doing radio commentary in particular to have a good old-fashioned piece of paper in front of you.
I just say it's for the radio, and then they go, yep, okay.
Ah, okay, I'll
radio
start.
Radio rules.
I'll start that. We rule the roost. So here is Prismic serving at 1-4. And we've got to that stage in the afternoon where some of the outside courts have got an elaborate shadow. Half the court is in shadow. And it's an unusual sort of shadow as well, because you've got pointy bits all over the place. Second makes a little bit of a mess of the first point of the sixth game. Prismic at 15 love.
At least you can see the funny side.
Well, it is. I'm glad he can see anything, because from our point of view, it's that. Well, that's our excuse if we don't give you brilliant commentary, because half the court is completely in the shade. Part of the other half has got bits of shade. I mean,
is tough.
What are those
trees?
Are they trees? Okay, yeah, must be trees. Well, there's one tree that. No, are they trees?
I'm not sure. Maybe they're lights.
Something that's making the shadows look very strange. Oh, how about that for some anticipation?
Yeah, nice hands from Prismic. Looked like Fonseca was going to win that point, but dug a nice low backhand volley and played it across court. Beautiful hands.
Well, the atmosphere on these outside courts, right from the word go, we saw it this morning when we began on court 14 with Taranti and Davidovich Fokina. It was packed before they even appeared. And a really good win in the end for Taranti, who went a set down. And at that stage, Lady Eleanor and I were starting to badmouth Naomi Cavaday, who had stopped us on the way in and said, you are going to love Taranti. His serve's amazing.
That's what she was saying too, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he got broken in his first two service games. Slow starter, but he came back to win in four. Quite a lot of players have actually come back to win in four sets today.
Prismic, of course, beat Novak, didn't he? Last week, or a week and a half ago, when they played in Rome.
That's a very good point.
So, somebody on everyone's radar.
He's at 1-4, 40 love. Hatless, white shirt, serves to the forehand. Clubs a big forehand with his plus one, but he's just missed it. Fonseca has the white cap on.
He must be boiling hot in that sleeve on his right arm. Long sleeve.
Is there one player, because for me, there's. If you see that sleeve, is there one player you immediately think of? Recently retired. Hair was always perfect.
Too tired to think.
Came from Canada.
Oh, yeah, Milos Raonic.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. He was one of the first ones, wasn't he? I think Martina Hingis used to do it later in her career.
Yeah.
And then you see plenty of people. But, it must be pretty warm.
Good serve from Prismic. Big serve from Prismic. So he holds on. He's had a breakdown, though, in this third set. He's having quite an animated conversation, Simon.
I think some languages just come across as animated no matter what you do. There was a Simpsons episode where Lisa's trying to find her way somewhere, and the Chinese are talking, they're Russians, and telling Lisa where to go, but it sounded like they were trying to, you know, rip her apart.
Fonseca, I've got to say, I'm not a fan of his top. Big forehand, and good depth from... excellent depth from both men. Now the little drop shot from Fonseca. Is Prismic going to get there? Well...
That was good.
He got racket on ball. He couldn't control it, though. Yeah, Fonseca's outfit, the shirt, it's sort of purple with lots of white little spots.
It's like that tie-dye type stuff, isn't it, from the 80s.
I'm probably just old-fashioned, and maybe it looks better close-up, but it's not one of the better outfits I've seen so far this week. And there have been some really smart ones. And
yeah.
In particular, Yannick Sinner. Goodness me, because he looked awful last year, didn't he? Oh, but,
what did you describe him as? A post? No, a little... I can't remember what
it was. I can't remember, but it would have been rude.
I think it was... Yeah. Schoolboy.
Oh, that's right. But now in that lovely pale blue outfit, he looks the part. He plays the part that returns into the net.